my hand.
Amen. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand. And we also sing a song, I think, that holds to God's unchanging hand. Praise God. We are glad that God has watched over us and blessed us with the presence of mind to come back this evening to fellowship one with another and to worship Him in such a way that He is well pleased. Call your attention this evening to the book of Matthew chapter 11. Matthew chapter 11. This is sharing with us information regarding Jesus after His resurrection. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will do what? I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and do what? Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. Why? For I am meek. You're paying attention, aren't you? Let's start over again. Just want to make sure you're there with me. Verse 28. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon me and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is what? And my burden. So we are without excuse for performance. Faith and performance. My greatest gift to God. My greatest gift to God. Question. Have you decided to follow Jesus and also tell others? Have you decided to follow Jesus and tell others? Are you a Christian? What does that mean to you, the question? Are you a Christian? It means that you have heard the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, as it is written in His holy book, the Bible. And after hearing it, you have believed it. And repented of your sins. You have acknowledged or confessed Jesus, your faith in Jesus Christ, and that He is indeed the Son of God. And you've been buried in water baptism by the forgiveness of every past sin. And God has added you to His family. The church that you can read about in the Bible. The church of Christ. In Acts chapter 2. It is the only church that we read about that belongs to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Now, what? Now what? The subject title: My greatest gift to God. My greatest gift to God. The greatest proof that you can give Jesus Christ. The greatest proof that I can give to Jesus Christ is my love. The manifestation of my love for Him and what He has ordained in His Bible. But I endeavor to follow, obey, live it, and share it with others. I believe the Bible says in John chapter 14 and verse 15, spoken by Jesus, he says, if you love me, are you there? If you love me, do what? If you love me, keep my commandments. What's the inference? What's the inference? If you don't love me, go on about your business. I came to bring a message. I came in obedience to my Father to help you like no other can help you. Knowing that, I followed through on my Father's commission to me on planet Earth for you. Challenging days? Yes. Difficult times? Yes. But I stayed the course. I didn't quit. I didn't run off. The Son of God did this. We can get to attend a congregation and get married with Brother Bruno Faccio and leave. Go to another congregation. Jesus stayed the course.
Yes, sir. Yes.
The only proper evidence that I love the Lord is to keep his commandments.
Amen.
Mere profession is no proof of love. But that love of him which leads one to do what? To do his will is evidence. It's proof positive. To Jesus and to others, that you love him. To love each other, we deny ourselves. To love Jesus, we deny ourselves. But not only to not deny ourselves, we take up his cross and follow him gladly. The Bible says in your Bible says in Colossians chapter 1 and about verse 10, that you might walk how? Worthy. That you might walk worthy of the Lord. How? Unto all pleasing. That's our role on planet Earth. Obey the gospel and follow Jesus in such a way that he is well pleased. Jesus came to earth to do the Father's will in such a way that the Father would be pleased. Because he was on a mission his Father had sent him to on. We obey the gospel. We are on a mission to please the same gospel and his Son, Jesus Christ. Again, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 20 and 21. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you what? Perfect or complete. Complete in every, listen now, complete in every good work. And all those things that please him, that which is well pleasing, doing that which is well pleasing, not to me, not to you, but in the sight of God. Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. And the Bible says, it tells us in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25. Mm-hmm. To be faithful, what he endeavors to do is encourage us to be faithful servants of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Did I give you a subject title?
Yes,
okay. The greatest proof that I, you, or any human can give Jesus Christ of our love, the greatest proof of our love is what? Keeping his commandments. Oh, I love the Lord. No, I don't go to church all the time, but I love the Lord. He know I love him. How does he know you love him? What manifestation are you giving him? Do you love the brothers and sisters in the Lord's church? Do you love humanity enough to live the way God wants you to live and encourage them to do the same thing? Love the Lord with all of your heart. This is the only proper evidence of our love to Jesus Christ. Mere profession is not proof of love, but that love for Him, which leads us to do His will. To love each other, to deny ourselves, to take up His cross and follow Him through evil report, to follow Him through good report. That's what proves our love. And we are told to be faithful, be committed, to be dedicated until the end. Be thou faithful until I call you from time into eternity. In your Bible, Hebrews chapter 10, commencing with verse 23. Let us do what? Let us hold fast tightly the profession of our faith without wavering. For He is faithful that has promised to bless us, to help us, and to bring us one day to live with Him forever. Verse 24. And let us consider one another. Let us consider one another. Amen, church. Let us be mindful of one another to provoke unto love and to what? Good works. We ought to be role models, one for another. We ought to be example setters, one for another. Not come on Sunday morning and skip out on Sunday night. Oh, excuse me. That's not in the note. God-loving example is what we ought to set. Examples that we know are well-pleasing in the sight of God. Because look what God did for us. Think about, meditate upon what God did for us. God didn't have to send His Son to die for us. There was only two people on planet Earth when disobedience occurred for the very first time on planet Earth. God. The Bible doesn't even infer that God rushed down, but He did come down. It doesn't manifest the fact that He was angry when He came down to meet those two people, Adam and Eve. He is our role model. God is our example. Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. Let us endeavor to be role models instead of complainers. Let us be steadfast in being helpers, one of another, because I don't know of anybody in their right mind, they may act that way, but if they're in their right mind, no one wants to die and go to that place called hell, because it's forever. It is forever painful. Revelation chapter 20, you might want to spend some time reading chapter 20. It's a terrible place where are you in your calling? We are told specifically, make your calling and election sure. And I just read, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, without up and down. And let us be faithful as we have promised to be. Let us be mindful of our brothers and sisters. Let us be helpers one of another. Let us be role models for glory. God is not coming down to be it. He's counting on us to be role models for heaven. Not forsaking the assembly, the assembly-ing, of ourselves together. And the Bible says in verse 25 of the book of Hebrews chapter 11, as the manner of some is. Did you read that? Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is. Human beings did that who was in the body of Christ during the time the apostles lived and preached the gospel. But that's sad indeed. But we are to encourage, we are to exhort one another in keeping the will of God and pleasing our Heavenly Father. For if we sin willfully, knowing the truth, knowing how we should live, for if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth, amen, there is no help for that individual. Knowing the truth and do not the truth that you know, there is no other sacrifice. God is not sending, bringing, whatever the case might be, anyone else to help you out in that. There is only one way to please God. One way to please God, and it has to be His way. And He is not, as I said heretofore, He is not sending His Son or any other angels with another Bible that might be more pleasing to you. This is it. Now, He didn't say this part, take it or leave it, but this is it. Let us be mindful enough, wise enough, to realize, even though I feel good today, I don't feel any pain, that I don't want to live eternally under the curse of God in an eternal hell.
Amen.
And landing there, there's no point in praying. God has already told us ahead of time. I don't hear. What? I don't hear a sinner's prayer. If he doesn't hear it down here, if he doesn't hear it down here, do you think he's going to hear it over there? No, no. Titus chapter 3 and the verse 1. Put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, watch this now, and to be ready to every good work. Yes, sir. Let us not allow our attitude, our temper, or anything else cause us to miss heaven. Oh, I ain't going to let them do that. No. Jesus came all the way from glory. Sinless Jesus, Son of God, knowing the kind of people that was down here. But He came anyway to help us. That's also our example. We're not smarter than, we're not greater than our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let us be encouragers, workers one of another. Titus chapter 3 and verse 1, our Bible says, put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, and to be ready to most good works. My Bible doesn't say that. My Bible says be ready to every good work. Don't you want to make heaven your eternal home of abode? To live in the bliss and the joy of heaven forever. Never a problem. Never sickness. But a place like no other. We like living here, down here, pretty well. I don't know of anybody that's anxious to leave, but it's going to be even greater, beyond human imagination. And I can get upset you and bawl you out and take off. Don't see me no anymore. Church. There is nothing else that we can be a part of. There is nothing else that we can have greater than what God has given us as his adopted sons and daughters. Let us relish that. Since we are his adopted sons and daughters, remember, Jesus is God's son. We are the adopted sons and daughters of God. Jesus was God's son. Not adopted, he was his son. And he obeyed his father. 33 years he lived just like we live on planet Earth. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying Jesus has set the example and we can make it. Don't quit. Don't quit. Don't get so angry with someone in the Lord's church that will cause you or allow you, motivate you to disrespect him. Love your neighbor. Love your enemy. Follow the example that our Lord and Savior has set for us. And let us be steadfast, unmovable, always doing what? Abounding in the work of the Lord. Why? For as much as we know, we don't have to guess, as we know. For as much as we know that the Lord, we know that the Lord is well pleased with that. And I read somewhere, sing and make melody in your heart unto the Lord. We can do it. We can do it. We can remember when we did it. We can remember when we did it. And some of you can remember when we did it. Sunday morning, Sunday night, looked the same. That was a time when we loved the Lord as much on Sunday night as we did on Sunday morning. And I believe that we still have folks in this here church who still the Lord, who still love the Lord all day and all night. I think there's a song that has that phrase in it. All day and all night. That'll cost you, you know what I'm saying? If you love me, this is heaven speaking. If you love me, keep my commandments. If you love me, put up with this brother. Put up with this. If you love me, I sent my son to die for you when you were yet in your sin. Love me. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another so much the more as you see the day approaching. That's in your Bible. We can do it. Church, let us resolve whatever it takes. I am going to please God and help my brother and my sister do the same. The greatest proof you can give Jesus Christ and our Lord and Savior, who is our Lord and Savior, the greatest proof that we can give him is that we love him. Is to keep his commandments, being ready to every good work. It's the only evidence that heaven will accept. It's the only manifestation of our love is when we are obedient servants. The greatest proof of your love is you can give Jesus Christ, that I can give Jesus Christ, is to keep his commandments. Mere profession is no proof of our love, but that love for him which leads us to do all of his will that he has commanded us to do. To love each other, to deny ourselves, to take up our cross, responsibilities, challenges, and follow him through evil and through good, refusing to quit, refusing to let situations and circumstances cause me to disobey my Heavenly Father and my elder brother. There's this text in your Bible that says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Let us do what? Let us reverence God and do what? Keep his commandments. Where are you tonight? Are you in favor? Are you living your life in favor with God? Are you keeping his commandments? For this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into the final roundup of human affairs, into the judgment, with every secret thing. What does that tell us? That tells us that nothing can be hidden from God. Our good is not hidden from God, and our not so good, not hidden from God. Every secret thing God knows. In closing, Hebrews 13. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you complete or make you perfect in your Bible, in every, watch this now, make you complete toward or for every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. If no one else manifests the fact that they love the Lord, let us individually and collectively manifest the fact that we love the Lord, manifesting it by doing his will. Amen. Where does the lesson find you? Make your calling and election sure. Decide that I am going to live for the Lord, be an example, and I'm going to heaven. By the grace of God, I am going to heaven. What kind of foolishness would it be for me to allow another human being like me keep me from loving him and God being displeased? Makes no sense. Where are you tonight? Where are you tonight? You need help? We are workers together. We are helpers one of another. If you need forgiveness, you come and we'll pray for your forgiveness. If you're not a member of the Lord's church, the one church that you can read about in the Bible, is the church that the apostles established through the preaching by the power of the Holy Spirit from heaven, established in the city of Jerusalem, 9 o'clock in the morning. Peter being the chief spokesman on that occasion, the Church of Christ. And I've already shared with you how you can become a member of the Church of Christ. You've heard the word, by faith, believing it with all of your heart. Being godly sorrowful for the things you've done contrary to the will of God is called repentance. Acknowledging or confessing Jesus Christ to be indeed the Son of God, and then going down in the watery grave of baptism. Being baptized for the remission, for the forgiveness of every sin that you have ever committed. It will be the greatest decision that you will ever make on this earth, to give your life to Jesus Christ and follow through on that decision. He's waiting. He's ready to save you. Are you ready? Are you ready for him to save you? And if you are in the body and you walk contrary to his will, contrary to his will, he's waiting and he's ready to forgive you of every sin you've ever committed. That's the kind of God that loves us. You'll come as we together stand and sing the song that's been selected.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed
in the blood?
In the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant. Watch this. Make you perfect or make you complete in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ. Isn't that good news? To whom be glory forever and ever. You want to follow a Savior like that? Don't hesitate if you need to come. We're going to sing one more stanza. May God give you the strength and the courage if you need to come.
Are you walking daily by the Savior's side?
Are
you washed in the
blood
of the Lamb? Do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you?